Good morning, everybody. This is Judith Egg. Hope you're listening to Mad Love. Let's get into it. So, I really enjoyed doing yesterday's podcast. That was the vibe that I caught at the end there. That is not something I intended to say, but I meant it. So, check out yesterday's podcast. I'm not going to poorly paraphrase it. The last part was, well, I was just really speaking from my heart. You know, I do believe that the earth is a school and you come here to learn things because it's hard. Life on earth is hard. It's a beautiful planet, but it's a hard existence. You know, you got to figure out how to survive. And that might be mentally, physically, spiritually, or all of the above. And so I'm not kidding around when I tell you, if you listen to anybody talking energetically or spiritually about this the full solar eclipse on Monday, it's no joke. Energetically, you know, there are people who want to harness the energy for bad things, evil, if you will, evil. There are evil people out there and they will harness energy for their bidding, but there are also people out there who are looking to set an intention, looking to change their lives, looking to elevate in some way. Some people are going to leave the planet, no doubt. They're going to pick April 8th because it's a big portal of energy, and you know they're ready to transition to a higher dimension, which is what I think death is, which is probably why I don't get melancholy when people die, you know. Not anymore. I mean, when my dad died, I was devastated. But I also was spiritually nowhere close to where I am now. And in the meantime, since he's died, I almost died myself. So I really had a come to Jesus moment with it. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm too young to die. You know, it would be sad if I died. But, you know. Life on Earth is challenging and it's difficult, and I'm not suicidal. No one's after me. I mean, I've done a lot of Puffy coverage and a lot of people have been getting threatened. I'm just not popular enough to be getting threatened. But yeah, no one's after me. I'm not suicidal. It's just, you know, life is challenging. And I believe Earth is a school and you come here to learn these very difficult things. And we all have a different set of assignments, you know? So, it is what it is. But I do believe the 8th is just this. So you got to go back in time. There was a time in history where people built their whole communities around the sun and the moon and the times of day. And I have watched the time of day turn my mom, not lately, not this past week, but I've watched it turn my mom into like a completely different person. You can't tell me these things don't affect us. They have tried to make us forget about it, and they've done a good job, but the sun and the moon and the tides and all of that has an effect on us. Absolutely does. When my mom is doing full-blown sundowners, which starts way before sundown, around 1-2 o'clock, she gets inconsolable, and thankfully, you know, God knew I needed a week off of that. And it's been very, very nice. She's been very sweet, you know. Really sweet, actually. It's kind of unnerving. But I'm very grateful because I'm also tired of getting punched and screamed at and fought with. I mean, it gets your adrenaline up. So when your adrenaline is constantly up like that, it's not healthy either. So I'm very thankful. I'm very thankful that she's calm. I'm very thankful. I know that she lost a lot of blood, and I'm pretty sure that took a lot out of her. And while she's not still bleeding, she might be. I mean, she might not be throwing up blood or spitting up blood like she was, but, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't just heal overnight. I mean, she was spitting up tissue. It had to be stomach tissue. It was a lot. It was a lot. So I'm glad that she's doing okay. And I hope that this April 8th solar eclipse doesn't mess with her. Now, I was listening to, if you guys don't have the Pattern app, you should get it. The Pattern. It is really the best astrological website I've ever had in it, because it's deeper than just your birthday. It's like, if you know the hour you were born, it can really break down everything. And it really, for two people that I've put in there, like I put my dad in there, and it had a line in there like, he feels like family. I think my nephew was somebody I did a profile for too. And it was like, you guys are so comfortable together. It feels like family. They are my relatives. It's weird. How does this thing know that I'm related to these people? Because you don't put in like my father or my nephew or anything like that. And so I just did a profile of my dad just to see if we were compatible. We're very, very different. Our personalities did not come up close at all. But I also didn't know his birth time. And I don't know if I nailed his birth location, but it still got the nuances of our relationship. But our personalities were very different, which is weird because growing up, I felt like we were very similar. But maybe it was just an illusion. But there are also people on there whose numbers aren't even close to, like, they have a 20% match, but they feel close and they are very good friends. I don't know how it works. But there are patterns that can make you close. So if you haven't used that app, you might want to check it out. It's really fascinating. But also, they have a great breakdown of what this eclipse is going to be like. And going back to what it was like in 2017. And I remember the 2017 eclipse. My mom wasn't sick. I was working for myself, I think. At that point, I was working really hard building just catalogs of content. Really trying to grow my own business, really trying to grow my clientele. And it was, I think, around 2018. It was the end of 2017, actually, where life just sort of went upside down. And I actually wound up applying and securing the full-time job that I have now, which on the surface was not what I wanted to do. But I could tell that my mom was needing more attention, and it was easy to monitor her because I was working from home. And then, you know, I could still travel and stuff, though. But she just needed somebody to look after her. She didn't need somebody to take care of her. But it was shortly after I got, after the 2017 eclipse, that everything just started to go really wonky. This company I had as a client, you know, originally they were like promising it was going to be close to like a $70,000 contract. And then if you like get a couple more clients, like that's good money. And they, instead of paying me, they gave me a phone call. And I was like, oh, this is bad. So then by February of that following year, which was 2018, I applied for the job that I have now. And I secured it in April of 2018. So I've been here 6 years. So that the eclipse's power lasts, you know, 6 months prior and 6 months after. And it had been really rocky for me. There was just a stretch where I could not keep clients. I couldn't keep a job. People just kept cutting out the marketing budget. And it was after a ton of praise. You're so great. You're the best. And then they're like, yeah, but we can't afford you. We're letting you go. We're going in a different direction. Okay. So I had just had it. But this that last client doing that. And plus, it was kind of shady. And the guy that was in charge was like, he could have hired me to do all the work, but he split the work up amongst like four other people on the team. And I was like, this is not what I thought I was signing up for. And every time I tried to get paid, they, you know, they wanted to pay like, they preferred people making about $600-$700 times four people. And I was like, why would I do that when I can do everything you're asking for and get paid that whole amount? And they just didn't see it that way. So I was like, fuck this. And I got myself a job, and boy, did I get one. It has been a doozy of a gig. And see, it's so wild. I hit myself in the face with the phone. So I'll tell you when I can what I do, and I'll get into detail when I can. But for now, I can't. And if you know, you know. So anyway, don't take this eclipse lightly. Energy is going to be off the charts. There's some sort of situation that makes this extra special. Some planets, you know, the fact that actually the new year really just started. Technically, ancient cultures used to view the spring as the new year, which makes sense. When someone said it, I was like, that does make sense. Why would the new year be in winter? That doesn't make sense. So astrologically, Aries, and in ancient cultures, the Aries season is the beginning of the year. Like now, spring is the beginning of the year. And yeah, it's time to set your goals, set your intentions, be clear, be focused, because energetically and spiritually, this is going to open up portals of energy. And what you're thinking about is what's going to happen. What you're giving your energy to is going to be sucked up into this vortex and produce whatever it is that you're thinking about. So, like I said, I would watch a movie, something funny, something light. I would stay in. I would only go out if you have to. Limit your interactions with people. If you're in a good mood, stay in a good mood all day. Because the way you do the eighth is the way the next year or two is going to go for you. And I didn't have any spiritual awareness about the last eclipse. I made sure we got some glasses and we stood out there. Like I told you guys, those distant relatives were like cutting our grass. And I just remember the dude just kept looking up. And you know what? Oh my God. I think he got killed. I think he got murdered shortly after that. The guy, it was a distant relative. He was cutting the grass. And he was doing a decent job with it. And it was nice to finally find somebody who would just show up and cut it regularly. So, you know, I couldn't give my money away. And now that I think about it, I want to say shortly after, because I don't remember him cutting it again. And he kept stopping and staring directly at the sun. And I was like, dude, you need to stop doing that. I just knew instinctively, not only will it burn your eyes out, but, and they told us not to do that, but it just didn't feel like the right thing to do. I had no desire to stare at the eclipse without sunglasses, the right sunglasses. And I got me and my mom a pair. Now, I remember I have a picture of her looking up at the eclipse. And life has been very different since that eclipse. And for that young man, I think his name was Brian, and he wasn't very old, but I do believe he was murdered. If I recall correctly, we ran into his mom, who's my mom's first or second cousin or something like that. And a couple years later, and she was like, yeah, Brian passed away. I'm not saying it's because he stared at the sun, but that's what I'm saying. This stuff is powerful, and energetically, it unleashes things. And so could it have unleashed some sort of, you know, when you stare directly at the sun, are you damaging your brain? Are you damaging your eyes? They told you not to do that. I don't know what the spiritual meaning of not staring directly at the sun is. But when I see people staring at the sun, they're usually pretty burned out. That is not something you want to do. But yeah, I can't say that those are direct consequences. But I know I lost a client shortly after the eclipse. The whole point is these things are life-changing. That's my point. You're opening up the whatever you believe is in charge of things. When the planets and the sun and the moon and all these things line up in certain ways, you are unleashing energy portals. And you can poo-poo it, but there are whole entire cultures and societies that were built off of this stuff. And there are people who practice ancient arts, some of them dark, and they are going to channel the energy for what they want to use it for. I'm just suggesting you channel the energy for what you want to use it for. Don't let anybody hijack your energy and try to do evil with it. Stay in a good mood. Think about how you want to spend the rest of your year and life. Set solid intentions, pray, meditate, whatever you do, and just be in a peaceful place. And know that, you know, good triumphs over evil. And there are people who are going to be trying to get to your energy. And if you're in a low vibration space, which is, you know, someplace negative, or you're in a bad mood, or you're upset with somebody, or you're jealous of somebody, you know, low vibration energy when you feel it. You know, because love, joy, kindness, those things that make you feel good are high vibrational. Things that make you feel bad are low vibrational, just like food. Processed food makes you feel bad because it's not living food. A delicious fresh salad tastes good because it's alive. So I don't want to get too metaphysical because I'm not an expert on this stuff, but I do understand energy and portals. And I do understand when I was in Los Angeles, there was a big reason why I was super uncomfortable, and it had nothing to do with anything that happened to me. I wasn't attacked. I wasn't groped, or I didn't even get any indecent proposals. But I'm going to tell you, I felt like it was off. And I'm not saying that's true for the whole city, but anything that had something to do with the entertainment industry always felt off to me. Because people weren't trying to have real conversations, it felt. It just felt sinister and kind of not right. And now I understand why. You know, some people come here and they are blessed and they are protected. And I feel like I'm one of those people because I've been in certain situations. And I can look at one in particular, and I clearly was protected. It was still stressful, but I was clearly protected. And I believe people have prayed for us. Our ancestors have prayed for us. We are, you know, the dreams of our dead relatives. You know, there was somebody 100 years ago praying for you. There was somebody 200 years ago praying for you, and they never even met you. So that's not nothing to sneeze at. And that's my point. That's energy. It's a spirit of protection. This eclipse is a big deal spiritually. If you don't believe me, Google it. Have an amazing weekend. Like I said, protect your neck spiritually, protect your peace. And I hope to see and speak with you. Well, I don't plan to see you, but I will be able to speak with you on Tuesday of next week. Although I am planning to take off. I think I'm going to take off a few days, but I'm going to try to podcast anyway, because I care about you. And I want to hear how your eclipse goes. All right, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Be well. Be blessed. Thank you so much for listening. Continue to like, share, and subscribe. Go ahead and give me those 5 stars if you get any value out of this podcast. Expect the unexpected. I think we're going to continue to see more and more of truth coming out. It's that age. It's the age of Aquarius, I believe. But I'm not sure. There's a lot of stuff going on. But I do know historically a lot of things happen when the planets were aligned the way they are right now. And you can feel it because this puffy thing is running deep and people are trying to tell you it's not that big of a deal. It's a huge deal. I believe he's going to bring down a ton of pedophiles with him. And yipes. All right, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Be well.